Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Radio, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to say again how glad I am Devil Radio has developed an app that you can now download, Google, Apple, from our website, and put it on your phone. You listen 24/7. All you got to do, Alexa, Devil Radio. That's all you got to say. 24/7. You can always get favorite show. There's plenty of favorite shows. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. Devil's Advocate, a whole bunch of them. They're very, very good. All right. A lot to get through today. A lot of turmoil in the world. Let's start here in the United States. Kevin McCarthy, that slippery Kevin McCarthy, has come out and he has rejected Nancy Pelosi's proposed commission to investigate the insurrection on January 6. There had been bipartisan support for that commission leading up to this. You remember Moscow Mitch himself, Republican leader at the, when they were taking the vote on convicting Trump in the Senate for the impeachment articles by the House for ginning up January 6th, he said, Trump's no good. He should be investigated by a prosecutor. And then at the end, he weaseled out and he said, I'm going to vote against conviction because basically at this point, he's not president anymore. And so, but go get him. Prosecutors, go get him. That's basically what he said. Kevin McCarthy at the same time, you know, he led a bunch of people, about 147 Republican congressmen, to vote to overturn the November 3rd election. That's what he did. He also voted against impeaching Trump. The way it works is in the House, they impeach, and then that's like an indictment to a grand jury, and they bring it to the Senate, and the Senate is the jury that decides whether or not to convict, throw Trump out. But even McCarthy said, well, we're going beyond Trump. We're going beyond Trump. So what happened between January 6th and May? What happened between January 20 and May? January 20, Joe Biden was sworn in, 12:01 p.m., January 20. The powers of the presidency passed to him from Trump. Trump was history, toast at that point. What happened? What happened in February, March, and April? I'll tell you what happened. Polls happened. The polls around the country still showed that a majority of the people disapproved of Trump, didn't want Trump, don't want him back. But something like 60% or more of the Republicans said they liked him. They still think, some thought he should still be the leader of the party. The rest thought he should be heavily involved. They weren't as happy to have him as their presidential nominee in 2024, but he still smoked the rest of the field. Number two is DeSantis, this really peculiar governor from Florida, really bad guy. We're going to get into him some more if he rears his ugly head and really thinks he's going to be a candidate for president. But he was number two in the low double digits, what, 10, 11, 12, 13%, depending on the polls. But Trump was the overwhelming favorite. And you can say, well, that's because of name recognition. And it is. You know, most polls early on are just name recognition polls. Have you heard of this guy? Okay, yeah, I guess I'll pick him. I haven't heard of the other guy, so I'm not going to pick the other guy. That's what's going on. McCarthy and the Republicans are afraid. They're afraid of Trump. They all know Trump is bad. They all know that what he is doing is false. They all know that the statements, the continued charges of fraud in the November 3rd election are a lie, and they are being fanned by our adversaries in social media. A lot of the things you see on Facebook, a lot of the things you see on Twitter, a lot of the things you see on Instagram really have their origin in Russia and China and Iran and elsewhere. False statements. And what McCarthy and the rest of the Republicans are worried about is many of them are going to be facing primaries in 2022. That's very true of governors and senators, but even some House members in the Republican Party are going to face primaries. Now, they know that in gerrymandered districts, they can win the general election against a Democrat in a red state. They know that because these are gerrymandered seats by and large. But it is it's a wild card and a joker if somebody runs against them in the primary where the Republican voters are voting. And all the polls have shown that if Trump endorses somebody in that primary, they're going to start with 30% of the vote, maybe a little more in some areas. That's a huge number. That's a huge number. If you're an unknown, even an unknown, and some of these people are not unknowns, start out with 30% of the vote in a primary. If it's a multi-primary with three or four people, that can be enough to take it by itself. And even if it isn't, all they need is one other person, another 20% plus one. They start with an enormous advantage. It's a 100-yard dash, and they're starting in the 50-yard line. So that's what's going on. That's what's going on. Everybody's deathly afraid of Trump. I think things will shake out in 2022. We'll see how influential Trump is. We'll see how the Republicans do. But the truth is that they will do anything to appease Trump, basically to bribe Trump. They look on him. They want a sleeping dog to lie. He's an 800-pound pit bull lying there. They're afraid he'll jump up and bite him. They want to scratch his ears and leave him there. And they'll do anything. They'll hurt the country. So when McCarthy says, I'm going to reject the proposed commission, he's simply reading the polls. Moscow Mitch was interviewed yesterday. Moscow Mitch said, oh, no, we need a commission, but it's got to be fair, got to be balanced. They use words like fair and balanced. This commission is set up to be five Republicans and five Democrats. How do you get more balanced than that? The chairman is going to be a Democrat simply because the Democrats have the majority in the House and in the Senate with Kamala Harris. They have the majority too. But the vice chairman will be Republican. And any subpoenas have to be agreed to by both of them. Or six of the 10 commissioners, which means at least one Republican. In other words, Republicans have a veto power on any subpoenas. And McCarthy is desperately afraid that he's going to be subpoenaed and asked about his conversation with Donald Trump on January 6th. In that conversation, he said, Mr. President, you've got to stop these people. They're going to kill somebody up there. And Trump said, well, apparently they care more about their country than you do. McCarthy reported this conversation to someone who repeated it. If he's asked that under oath and he denies it, he's committed perjury and he can go to prison. If he affirms it, Trump will go after him. If he says, I don't remember, that's very common with criminal defendants. Oh, I don't remember. Well, it was 3 days ago. Did you hold up the liquor store? I don't remember. Well, I think you'd remember if you held up the liquor store 3 days ago. I think you'd remember that. So that's where McCarthy is right now. He's afraid. And really what's going on, they don't want any kind of commission, but what they are ginning up is an argument that goes something like this. Well, let's investigate all violence. Let's investigate Black Lives Matter marches that were disrupted in some cases by right-wingers who pretended to be protesters and broke windows. Remember the guy dressed in black, George Floyd march up in Minneapolis, pictures of him with a pole breaking windows and slipping off. The Proud Boys and people like that went in those protests and caused violence. And frankly, there were people on the left who caused violence. Certainly out in Oregon, there were people on the left who caused violence. And we don't want that. We're not going to put up with that. But compared to January 6th, the insurrection, that's what's being investigated here. Did the President of the United States encourage it? Did the President of the United States organize it? Did his people collude with it? Did he fan the flames? He said, march in the, go up to the Capitol. I'll be with you. That was false. He wasn't with him. He was in the safety of the White House is where he was. And he sat there chuckling all afternoon as he could see people beating police officers, kicking them, throwing them down the stairs. Normally, if a crowd like that invaded the Capitol, you'd have armed people who would simply spray the crowd with fire, firepower. But these are our fellow Americans, and theoretically, they're just protesting. The ones that just went to the square outside to shout, they had a First Amendment right to do that. Most of them did not go in the Capitol. The ones that went in were some nut jobs. Remember the QAnon shaman, the guy with the fur and the Viking horns and all that? You know, you got a lot of real weirdos here. But at the same time, you had people who were out to kill somebody. Hang Mike Pence. They put up a gallows. That's what should be investigated. Not just generalized violence frequently ginned up by the Proud Boys, in some cases by the far left, in other cities. That's not what we are getting at. But Kevin McCarthy is sticking a stick in the spokes of this thing. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.